Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Some years back, we published an episode called The Sin List. About a year later, we published another episode, The Skinny on Sinning. Recently, we published When You're Down. In that content, we mentioned two modern sins. Oddly, people are always curious about what's on the serious sin list. Additionally, folks are interested in how to get relief and hope in hardships. So, people flux between these two things, living good lives without sin and being encouraged. Underneath this flux is the reality of two modern sins. So what are those modern sins, and how does a person sidestep them? Interestingly, there's a lot of encouragement exploring these two modern sins. Equally, there's good instruction and warning. In fact, I found fresh perspective as I spent time with this content. Let's look at some things that are good to remember. First of all, the word contemplate. It's good to remember times of sweet relationship with God, those seasons when your commitment to Him is sincere, motivated by love, days when you make choices to be holy unto God. I'm thinking about some phrases from Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, and God is talking. I remember the devotion of your youth, your love as a bride, how you followed me in the wilderness. You were holy to the Lord. Those are good words from God, but sometimes those phrases don't represent your reality. So those are some things to contemplate. Now the word consider. What wilderness have you and God pioneered together that brought you closer? Remember His love and faithfulness during difficulties and losses. Remember, too, as you do life with God, you are being holy to the Lord. Amazingly, doing life with God, trusting and obeying Him, is being holy. However, God's faithfulness isn't the only part. You have a part too, so let's consider this. It's sobering to consider your part. God promises faithfulness to you, always, but He also addresses return faithfulness. Interestingly, He asks, "What wrong did you find in me that you went far from me and went after worthlessness?" That's from the ESV, Jeremiah 2:5. Let me repeat that verse. What wrong did you find in me that you went far from me and went after worthlessness? This question addresses brokenness between God and people. Despite seasons when your commitment to God is sincere, motivated by love, being holy unto God, there are times you feel as removed from God as Pluto is from the sun. So what happened? Apparently, both God's faithfulness and your faithfulness are important. That's why we look at two modern sins. When I saw these two modern sins, I saw both encouragement and conviction. By the way, they are modern in every century. Jeremiah 1:16 names them. Here they are. Number one, they're evil for forsaking me. And number two, worshiping the works of their own hands. So number one again was the evil of forsaking God, and number two is worshiping the works of their own hands. I can hear first reactions. But I'd never do that. Forsake God and worship the works of my hands? Well, okay, Perhaps not, but let's look deeper. First, Jeremiah 2 verse 13 lays out the same two modern sins. Interestingly, God is talking to His people, not the lost souls of the world. So He addresses you and me. He says, "My people have committed two evils. Number one, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. And number two, they have hewed out cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that can hold no water." So why is there both encouragement and conviction in these modern sins? Let's look at some small deviances of modern sins. For starters, are you one of God's people? Now, consider the details of your daily life, fears, concerns, cares of the heart. In the middle of these issues, do you remember your fountain of living waters? Or do you tend to be anxious about problems? Said another way, create cisterns that hold no water. Refreshingly, Scripture urges to immediately turn to God, the fountain of living waters, to get your bearings, to be refreshed, to gain assurance, and to find answers. Some questions for you. Do you ever worry or stew? How much time and energy do you invest in problems before turning to your fountain of living waters? And have you wondered how barriers grow up between you and God? Interestingly, people don't just choose one day to put up a wall or a barrier. Rather, walls are built stone by stone. Barriers are erected in steps. They deviate from healthy relationship. As a result, small deviances add up and become a wall or a barrier. That's the convicting part. However, God intends for you to live with enjoyment. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 8 says, "However many years you may live, enjoy them all." So it's good to remember the devotion of your youth, your love as a bride, how you followed me in the wilderness, and that you were holy to the Lord. Here are some questions to measure if you are enjoying life, like Ecclesiastes tells us to. Number one, where is your joy? And incidentally, circumstances don't bring true joy. Number two, have you picked up the peace that Christ promises? Three, what did you enjoy today with a thankful heart? Four, how often do you turn to Christ in loneliness, discouragement, or disappointment? And five, do you drink from the fountain of living waters? Or do you construct cisterns that hold no water? God wants you to remember how faithful He is to you during difficulties and losses. He wants you to remember to do life with Him. Did you know forgetting is a choice? Why do people forget? Yes, it's a choice, even if a passive one. Equally, forgetting is the state that takes you into the two modern sins. Remember, number one, forgetting to turn to God in all circumstances. And number two, pursuing your own provisions rather than God's provisions. Before you know it, you're putting bricks onto a wall, blocking off pain, pursuing relief outside of Jesus. God designed people to turn to Him in all situations, to share life with Him. Remarkably, to be good friends in a holy relationship. Subsequently, it's God who has answers that you look for. He's the one who heals pain. Amazingly, he restores pleasantness in life, even in dire circumstances. And he knows best what you need each moment. Now that's the encouraging part. Paul and Silas were jailed after being whipped, wounded, mistreated, perhaps lonely, maybe hungry, cold, aching. What did they do? They started singing praises to God. Why would they do that? Well, because, number one, they came close to God by faith in their difficulty. And number two, they focused on His faithful promises and loving provisions in their difficulty. In other words, they didn't commit the two modern sins. They were faithful. Did you know that you can change your glory? Jeremiah 2:11b says it's possible to change your glory. Here's the verse. My people have changed their glory, which is God, for that which does not profit. Essentially, to trade out the glory that God designed you with for something less. What an insult to yourself. Your glory is intimately connected with God. After all, you are created in His image. Now that's something. Your glory is kept intact by, number one, pursuing Jesus as your first, most, and best. And by the way, if you go to our website and use the search bar and put in the words first, most, and best, you'll see it's a link to articles about Jesus being your first, most, and best. So that's the number one. Your glory is kept intact by pursuing Christ as your first, most, and best. But the second way that your glory is kept intact is by living each day in the provisions of His refreshing fountain of living waters. The choice to forget God and His ways is serious. It leads to critical losses. Here is a scripture about modern holiness. 2 Peter 1 verse 3 says, His divine power has given us everything needed for life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Let me repeat that verse. I have that verse memorized and I love it because it keeps me on track when I'm tempted to go a different direction. His divine power has given us everything needed for life and for godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. In other words, you have all you need. So to tap into this supply, number one, come close to God by faith in all life details. And number two, refuse to conjure up your own resources. Instead, prefer God's resources, even though things don't make sense at the time. Remember, God is faithful and good. Plus, He made you in His image with glory. For more details on 2 Peter 1 verse 3, check out this episode, Dissect Something Meaningful. It gives practical action steps in daily life. Now let's go on to the application thoughts and questions for this content. Number one, when was your walk with God at its best, fresh and alive, personal and intimate? Number two, if God were to ask you, what wrong did you find in me that you went far from me and went after worthlessness? What would you say to Him? Three, identify small deviances that create barriers or walls between you and God. Number four, what will you do today to enjoy your fountain of living waters? Remember, God is always faithful to those who trust and obey Him. 5. What needs to change in your life to sidestep the two modern sins? 6. How resolved are you to live a godly life? 7. In what ways are you convicted with this content? And 8. How are you encouraged with this content as you remember God's faithfulness? And the final question, 9. What can you do to be faithful back to God? I have a special announcement today. Christmas is right around the corner. We are offering a free course, Prepare for Christmas Without Missing It. You can jump into this course at any time that's convenient for you for tips and ideas to navigate busy Christmas days, for step-by-step strategies to create a rich atmosphere of excitement and fun, for practical ideas to sidestep stress while connecting with special people and traditions, and you can jump in for help to connect with Emmanuel and enjoy a peaceful yet meaningful Christmas. Also, if you experience sadness, depression, or grieving, there's a session to help you find fresh hope and a bit more joy. So sign up today for this free resource. Here is the website, www.aliveandactivelife.org/courses. Here it is again, www.aliveandactivelife.org/courses. It's open now to get a head start. I also wanted to mention one more thing. Giving Tuesday is coming up. If our articles are helpful to you, please consider making a donation to help us cover marketing costs that make inspirational resources available. Simply go to www.aliveandactivelife.org/support. www.aliveandactivelife.org/support. Thank you for partnering with Alive and Active Life. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.